And this is where we're leaving the World Service to start a new day on BBC Radio 4. It's 5:20 on Tuesday, the 10th of December. And it's Alan Smith here at Broadcasting House in London, along with our studio manager, Daniel Fox. Chris Fawkes will bring us the shipping bulletin in a minute. Then at 5:30, it's news briefing. After prayer for the day, Farming Today will be visiting a turkey producer to see how the industry is recovering from 2022's outbreak of avian flu. That's at 5:45. But first, let's take a look ahead to the weekend.
On BBC Radio 4.
The Bad Singers are the most entertaining, without a doubt.
Could the birthplace of karaoke be Stockport?
I do think that the idea of people singing in a room is quite a British thing.
I'm Jeff Lloyd, and that is the wild claim I want to know more about.
Oh, I do take it very seriously. Probably a bit too seriously. Yeah, I'm completely obsessed.
On Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
If show business is in your blood, then it keeps the dream alive.
Stockport, Britain's karaoke town.
No karaoke, we'll make sure you spay this right. Speak proper.
On Sunday evening at 7:15.
And now here's Chris.
Thanks a lot, Alan. Good morning. And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 05:05 on Tuesday the 10th of December 2024. The general synopsis at midnight. High Scotland, 1,043, expected 4th, 1,038 by midnight tonight. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. North Viking, southwesterly 4 or 5, backing northerly 2 or 3, occasional rain. Good, occasionally moderate. South Viking, westerly or northwesterly 3 or 4, occasional rain. Good, occasionally moderate. North Utsira, southwesterly becoming variable 2 to 4, rain or drizzle later. Good, occasionally moderate later. South Utsira, northerly or northwesterly 2 or 3, increasing 4 to 6, mainly fair. Good. Forties, northerly or northwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later in east. Fair, good. Cromartie, 4th. North or northwest, backing southwest later in Cromartie 3 or 4, mainly fair, good. Tyne, Dogger. Northeast, backing north later 4 or 5, fair, good. Fisher. Northeast 3 to 5, backing northwest 4 to 6. Fair, good. German Bight. North or northeast 4 to 6, decreasing 3 or 4 later. Fair, good. Humber, Thames, Dover. Northeast 4 to 6. Showers, good, occasionally moderate in Thames. White, Portland, Plymouth. Northeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Showers, good. Biscay, Fitzroy, Seoul. Northeast 4 to 6, showers, good. Lundy, Fastnet. Northeast 4 to 6, mainly fair, good. Irish Sea. Northeast 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first, fair, good. Shannon. Northeasterly 4 or 5, but southeasterly 2 to 4 in northwest. Fair, good. Northwest Rockall, southwesterly 4 to 6, occasional rain at first, good, occasionally moderate. Southeast Rockall, Malin, variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Hebrides, southeast Bailey, southwesterly 4 or 5, occasional rain at first. Good, occasionally moderate. Northwest Bailey, cyclonic 4 or 5, becoming southwesterly 4 to 6 later, rain or drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, East Faroes, southwesterly veering northeasterly for a time in north 3 to 5, rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. West Faroes, southeast Iceland. Northwesterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 or 4, then cyclonic 4 to 6 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And the reports from the coastal stations for 0400. Tari Automatic, calm, 19 miles, 1,041, falling slowly. Stornoway, South-southwest 3, more than 38 miles, 1,040 falling more slowly. Lowick, west-southwest 4, slight drizzle and rain, 1,600 metres, 1,038 falling slowly. Lucas, west 1, 22 miles, 1,041 falling slowly. Bridlington, northeast 4, 1,037 falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northeast by east 6, 11 miles, 1,030. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 11 miles, 1,028. Jersey, northeast by east 4, 16 miles, 1,027 falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northeast 6, 1,029. Scilly Automatic, northeast 5, 13 miles, 1,032 falling slowly. Valentia, northeast 2, 27 miles, 1,039 falling slowly. Ronald's Way, north by west 2, 14 miles, 1,039 falling slowly. Malin Head, north 2, 24 miles, 1,041 falling slowly. Here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500. General situation. High pressure over the north of the United Kingdom and low pressure over the near continent will bring strong northeasterly winds and showers through the period for southern waters. But elsewhere, away from the south, winds will be generally light to moderate with plenty of fair weather around. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Westerly or southwesterly 3 or 4, increasing 5 at times in north. Occasional drizzle near Orkney. Good, occasionally moderate near Orkney. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. North or northwest, backing southwest later, 2 to 4. Fair. Good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Northeasterly 4 or 5, backing northwesterly 3 later in north. Fair. Good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Northeast 3 to 5. Fair. Good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Northeasterly 4 to 6. Showers. Good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Northeasterly 4 to 6. Showers. Good, occasionally moderate. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Northeast 4 to 6. Occasionally 7 at first. Showers. Good, occasionally moderate. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Northeast 4 to 6. Showers. Good. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Northeasterly 4 to 6. Showers at first. Good. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Northeast 3 to 5. Fair. Good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Northeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first in south. Fair. Good. Isle of Man. East or northeast 3 or 4. Fair. Good. Loch Foyle to Collingford Loch. Variable, but mainly northeasterly 3 or 4. Fair. Good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and the North Channel. Variable, but mainly northeasterly 3 or 4. Fair. Good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Variable 3 or less. Fair. Good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Variable 3 or less in south, otherwise southwesterly 2 to 4, increasing 5 at times in north. Fair. Good. Shetland Isles. Westerly or southwesterly 4 or 5, becoming cyclonic 2 or 3 for a time in north. Occasional drizzle. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. I'll be back with a general weather forecast in a few minutes' time. But for now, it's back to Alan.
Thank you, Chris. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Tuesday, the 10th of December. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Alan Smith. Islamist rebels in Syria say they'll release a list of senior officials in President Assad's toppled regime who are wanted on suspicion of torture and war crimes. A man has been charged with shooting dead the boss of America's largest health insurance company. In business, the media mogul Rupert Murdoch has lost a legal challenge in the US, which he hoped would allow him to hand over sole control of his empire to his son Lachlan. And in sport, a key win for West Ham has increased pressure on Wolves at the bottom of the Premier League. The leader of the main Islamist rebel group in Syria says he'll release a list of the names of senior officials in the Assad regime who are suspected of torture and war crimes. Abu Mohammed al-Jalani says rewards will be offered to anyone who provides information about their whereabouts. Muaz Mustafa runs the US-based charity the Syrian Emergency Task Force, which was formed to respond to the Assad regime's suppression of dissent. He says the perpetrators need to be held to account.
We need the help of the international community, those that can help us with the preservation of documents, those that can help us with how to go about starting a judicial system. The war criminals, with the blood of children on their hands, they will stand before a court of law when they are arrested, just like Bashar al-Assad will be arrested one day.
Abu Mohammed al-Jalani has promised tolerance for those whose hands, he said, were not stained with the blood of the Syrian people. He's met President Assad's former prime minister to coordinate the transfer of power and has issued an amnesty for all army conscripts. Germany has said it will tighten its laws to make it easier to prosecute people helping to smuggle migrants to the UK. At present, facilitating people smuggling is not technically illegal in Germany if it's to a third country outside the EU. Police in the United States say a 26-year-old man has been charged with the murder of the head of America's biggest health insurance company. Brian Thompson was shot in New York on Wednesday. Luigi Mangione was detained in a fast food restaurant in Pennsylvania. He's appeared in court. Our North America correspondent Jessica Parker was there.
Mr. Mangione, he appeared engaged in court. He answered questions put to him by the judge. The judge, for example, asked him about his addresses, his work in the recent years. And then the prosecutor also stood up to outline more details. And in the end, the judge also said that he would be denying bail.
The Chancellor has warned Cabinet ministers that they must find more savings in their departments as every pound of government spending will be scrutinised in a major budget review. Rachel Reeves has told departments to brace for difficult spending decisions. The minority Labour government in Wales will later today publish its spending plan.